This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the successful launch of GSLV F-17 carrying EOS-05, India's first ever imaging satellite from geosynchronous orbit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi called the successful launch a reflection of the excellence, innovation and growing capabilities that define India's space sector. He also termed it an outstanding achievement by ISRO and a proud moment for the nation. The Indian Space Research Organization has successfully launched the EOS-05 Earth Observation Satellite aboard the GSLV F-17 rocket from the Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh early this morning. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said the mission will further strengthen India's Earth observation capabilities and improve the delivery of Earth observation services.
I am very happy to announce that GSLV F-17 vehicle has successfully and precisely injected the Advanced Earth Observation Satellite 05, the geo-imaging satellite, in the intended and required orbit. And today, we have injected the heaviest satellite, 2,367 kg satellite, using this launch vehicle. Once the Earth Observation Satellite 05 is operationalized, it will become the India's first dedicated imaging satellite from the geo orbit, providing important strategic data for our country.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has also congratulated scientists and engineers of ISRO on the successful launch of GSLV F-17 EOS-05 mission from Sriharikota. He called it a remarkable achievement for India's space program. The three-day BRICS Chief Justices Forum has begun in New Delhi. The forum has brought together Chief Justices, Presidents of Supreme Courts and senior judicial leaders from BRICS member states and partner countries. As part of the forum, Chief Justice of India, Justice Surya Kant, today held a series of bilateral meetings with heads of judicial delegations from various countries including Russia, China, the UAE, South Africa, Iran and Uzbekistan. Discussions were held for strengthening of judicial cooperation among countries, technology advancement integration, for increasing efficiency of judiciary, enhancing people-to-people ties through expeditious judicial process and best legal practices of different countries. The three-day forum serves as a platform for participating judiciaries to discuss contemporary issues concerning justice delivery, international dispute resolution, technology and sustainable development, while facilitating an exchange of views among judicial leaders. The death toll from the devastating Nepal-Tibet flash floods has reached 1,282. According to Nepal police, the highest number of fatalities have been reported in Chitwan at 359, followed by Nawalpara Sea East with 218. Two additional deaths occurred while victims were undergoing treatment at hospitals in Kathmandu. Meanwhile, India sent two more aircraft with relief material to Nepal to support ongoing relief and rescue efforts in flood-affected areas. The External Affairs Ministry said both C-130J aircraft carrying 21.5 tons of humanitarian assistance landed in Kathmandu. The relief material was handed over to Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation, Mahavir Poon. The Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi has informed that the electors who were unable to submit the filled-in enumeration forms within the specified time may file Form 6 along with the prescribed declaration form for inclusion to the claims and objections period, that is 31st August to 30th September this year. The Commission said that the electors may file Form 6 to include the names in the final electoral roll to be published on the 4th of November this year. The festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, has been observed across the country with religious fervor today. On the occasion, devotees observe fast, perform ceremonies and visit temples. Sweets and other foods associated with Krishna are prepared and offered to Lord Krishna. Devotional songs and chanting is performed through the day and often late into the night. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended the greetings on the occasion of Janmashtami. At the China Masters Badminton, a men's doubles quarter-final match is underway between Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty, and Danish pair of Kim Astrup and Ender Skarup, Rasmussen in Shenzhen. And that is the end of this news bulletin.